Wraith Warriors player coach David Longstaff. We spoke in the summer, and you said you're not going to win the league. You're just going to compete, and here you are, 3 points clear, going into the Blackburn series.
I still don't think we'll win the league, if I'm being honest, and I honestly believe that. Our aim is top four. I don't think we've got. I don't think we're solid defensively enough to win a league yet. Obviously, we're going to try, and if it happens, I'll be over the moon. But in my own heart, I don't think we're good enough yet. I'm not saying in the next few years we won't be, but we've had a great start. Had a lot of luck as well. A lot of these one-goal games could have went the other way, and you could be saying to me now, here you are, seventh in the league, what's gone wrong? Sometimes you get the bounces, sometimes you don't.
Your first North East derby for a good few years. Do you enjoy the spectacle?
Yeah, it was great. The tempo of this game was much higher than especially the first period, than the one at Whitley Bay. And I think, obviously, I came down from the EPL last year. That was the tempo in the first period was like a top EPL game, which is enjoyable because everything just happens naturally. And I thought both teams, obviously, we come away with the 2 points, but I think both teams can be pretty proud of how they played tonight.
And if it was a good old-fashioned local derby, there was plenty of hits, there was plenty of chippy stuff, there was,
that's exactly what the fans want to see, isn't it? That's why they pay their money to come and watch. And obviously our fans are shouting at their players, their fans are shouting at our players. That's what it's all about, local derbies. I've played in these for 25 years now, since I was 15, and there's no better feeling than playing in a derby and winning. And even hearing the opposing fans shouting and screaming at you, it's great.
Strange. It's been a good weekend of the narrow win in Telford again, getting the late goal to take the points to a 4 point weekend. And you see those one goal games are just going for you at the minute.
Yeah, they are. The one thing I will say is last night I thought we were the much better team in Telford. I thought we really dominated them. There was a couple of decisions that I thought were bad decisions. A disallowed goal, a 2-1 or 3-2. The goalie knocked the net off as the puck was going in, and in my opinion, 4-2 would have killed them. And it ended up being a one-goal game. We won, but I think we could have won it a lot more comfortably last night. Obviously, tonight it's always going to be hard when you're playing the derby. Whether it's 2-1, 3-2, you'll take any result. And I think if you had probably asked me before the game, if you had said you're going to come out of here with a point, I'd have probably been happy with that.
The fixtures, whoever's done the fixtures now, you and Blackburn are at the top, and then your next four fixtures is Blackburn home and away. So,
well, and the one after that, we play Blackburn four times now. So whoever, I might get wrong for saying this, but whoever made the whoever done the fixtures at Whitley Bay, they would like to meet me in a back alley so I can give them a slap, because this team haven't been beat for 18 months, and now we're playing them four times in 5 weeks, and that's our next four games. So it's obviously not luck if you don't get beat for 18 months. They're obviously pretty good team, so. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to expect. I don't know how good they are, but they must be good if they haven't been beat for that long. I know they only do tonight, which means next Sunday they're not used to not winning, so next Sunday they're going to come out all guns blazing. I'm pleased we've got the first game at home. Obviously I've spoke to a couple of coaches who've played them. I spoke to Perry and Solihull, and he's told me a little bit about them, so I'm looking forward to seeing them next week, because like I say, you want to pit yourself against the best teams so you know where you have to be to win something, and I'll find out in the next 3-4 weeks, and it might not be I might not be happy at the end of the 3-4 weeks, but at least I'll know where I have to get to.
And you've got to think Hillheads is probably the best place for you to get a result against them.
Yeah, definitely. On the big ice at their rink, I'm not sure we're capable yet of competing with them on the big ice. On the small ice, I think we have a chance. If you had asked me on Friday, the next six games, I would have been really nervous about the next six games. We've won the first two. We play Blackburn twice at home and once away. If we could win two of them next three games at home, it puts us in a really good position. So, like I say, in 3 weeks' time, you could be saying you've been beat 7-1, 8-1. I really don't know what to expect. I just know they're a really good team.
Well, I think there's not just your, obviously the Whitley fans, but I think there's quite a few fans around the league going to follow that series with hope.
I'm sure it's been pretty physical as well, because I hear today they've signed someone who's just been brought in to try and fight a little bit, which I'll be honest.
Possibly think why they've done that.
But if you're lucky, even at our team, Andre got level 3 or 4 times tonight, and he's asking me, can I go and fight him? I'm like, no, you can't, because I don't want to be known as a team like that. I think Andre's a good player. So obviously he's tougher than everyone else in the league, and there'll come a time where he will go, and I'll make sure he does that, but it'll be the right time for the team, not when it's right for Andre. If they're bringing people in to do that, then that's their problem. We're not scared of anyone. We've got a pretty tough team, but we want to play hockey first. But if a team thinks they're going to come in and bully us, that'll never happen.